Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm so excited to just go through God's Word with you this morning. Today, my manna, I've titled it, Your Eyes in the Storm. In this world that we live in, there are so many storms that we go through. The question I have for you today is, where are your eyes in the midst of the storm? This boat that we call life can get ravaged by waves and sometimes almost capsize, right? All day it seems to be getting hit. But my question is, who's in your boat? Today I want to look at our focus and our teams when the waves of life hit. When we are faced with hard times, hard questions, or hard truths, how do we handle that? Where's our faith? Where's our focus? What are we looking at? Who are we looking to in those situations? Today I want to look in the story of Matthew about the boat of life, our boat that we're in, and the waves that threaten to capsize it. But before we do that, let's pray and let the God who wrote this book, let's invite him to join us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much for these mornings that we can come, God, and just listen to your word. God, listen to you. I pray that you'd speak to everybody listening through this vessel, God, through your word. God, your promises that your word will not return void. And we thank you for that. God, I just pray that you'd bless this time, that you'd be here. And God, I thank you for who you are. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, so we will be in Matthew 14 today, okay? So here's the background a little bit. So Jesus just has fed the 5,000. Okay, so he goes in this amazing story, right? 5,000 men have come, and that's just the men. There's still women and children as well. So 10, 12,000 people, maybe a lot of people there. And God, Jesus feeds them with some loaves and fish, right? All of them. And there's so much left over. Okay, so it's right after this. And Jesus sends his disciples immediately. He sends them in a boat to get to the other side of the sea. Okay, so he stays and he comforts people, and we're going to pick it up from there, and we're going to see this boat of life, and this is one of my favorite stories. So we're going to be in Matthew 14, verse 22, and we're going to read through 33, and then we're going to talk about it, apply it a little bit. So let's read Matthew 14, verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down on the boat, he walked into the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." All right, so I want to look at a few things in this story. There's some amazing application that we can have, and I love the boldness of Peter. I love Jesus and how he gently rebukes Peter. And I want to look at a few of these things, and let's look how it can apply to our lives. So first of all, let's look at Peter's faith, right? So Peter's in the boat, and he sees Jesus. Jesus says, "Hey, it's me, don't be afraid." He said, "If it's you, let me step out." And he says, "Come." Imagine walking on the water with Jesus. So Peter's looking at Jesus. He stands up. He's on the water. And as he's looking, he notices the waves, right? The waves of life, the waves of his circumstance, all those things start to overwhelm him. He gets scared, and he starts to sink, right? And when he does that, he looks to Jesus and says, "Save me," right? He looks around the waves, he looks Jesus in the eye, and Jesus grabs him. So there are so many times in this life where I think we can let the circumstances of this life, the hard times, hard questions, hard truths, get in our eyesight. They can completely feel our eyesight so that we are overwhelmed with the worries and cares of this world, so much so that we cannot see Jesus. And just like Peter, when that happens, we'll start to sink. The boat might be getting capsized. We might just be sinking. Okay? And what we have to do in that moment is we have to look around those circumstances, look around those things so that we can see our Savior. Because what those things do is they block all view of our help. And we have to look around because we know that our Savior is bigger than any circumstance that we may face. And when we look around it and we can see Jesus in the eye and say, help, save me, right? Whether it's that sin that we keep going to that we're struggling with, whether it's a hard time, we look around, we say, we need Jesus. And Jesus grabs us and saves us. Our eyes should never stray from Jesus. Now, that's not easy. There's so many things that we can get focused on that isn't Jesus. And I'm talking to myself here probably the most, right? I get so busy focusing on other things that I forget to look there. And it's like the circumstances then come up because Jesus is like, okay. And they come up and I get overwhelmed and that reminds me, hey, I got to look back to him because I know when he's there, I'm safe. Okay? The next thing that I want to look at is Jesus' rebuke. Now, when I was little, I kind of pictured this. I don't know if all little kids do, but I pictured this as Jesus kind of yelling at Peter, right? Peter, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Why are you so scared? I'm right here. I got you, right? But now that I've been older and reading it a little bit, I think Jesus is looking at him almost maybe hurt, like, Peter, why did you doubt, man? I'm right here, right? Oh, you of little faith, let's go. And he picks him up and puts him in the boat. Remember, when we are overcome by the circumstances of life or stuck in a cycle of sin, when we look back to the Son, we will see love. God is love. Now, God is also justice, right? So if we're stuck in that sin, there's consequences to our actions. There's consequences of that. But I promise you, when we can turn back to Jesus, his rebuke and his wrath is so much better than anything else we'll face, right? I mean, because there's going to be consequences for the sins that we have. But he is right there, ready for us to repent, ready for us to rectify that situation, to restore the relationship between him and us so that we can get back in the boat and keep going on with what he has called for us. So my last question before we go is, who's in your boat, right? Because it's amazing, right? The waves are huge. The wind was against them. It says the wind was contrary, right? So the waves are going against the boat. And Jesus walks up to them. He saves Peter and he gets in the boat. And what happens? The winds cease. So who do you have in your boat? When Jesus is in your boat, I promise you, your ride will be a lot smoother. That doesn't mean it'll be perfect. The Bible never promises that we'll not have hard times because we're going to face hard times. But when Jesus is in our boat, we know that our Savior is bigger than any circumstance, any hard time, any hard truth, anything that we will face. But it's kind of cool. I was also looking at this as kind of like, you know what? The boat is like us before we're saved, right? We're fighting against the waves, and the waves are threatening to capsize us. And Jesus is walking on water coming, saying, hey, I would love to jump in this boat. I would love to be your Savior. I would love to be the person that you rely on so that we can get you through this life and you can make it to heaven, right? Because Jesus is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So when we accept Jesus into our life, when we accept him into our boat, the boat of life, right, it becomes so much easier. And I feel like if you've never been there, if you've never had a chance to accept Jesus as your Savior, it's really easy, right? You can say a prayer, but then when you do that, Jesus will come into your life and changes will start to happen. Right? Changes for the good. He'll start to mold and shape you. He'll use those hard times for your good and developing into the man or woman that you want to be. The other thing I have to say before we go is a lot of Christians, including myself, sometimes I get so busy in my boat and what I'm doing and what God has me called to that I'll jump in the boat and I'll go and I'll forget Jesus, right? And it's like the amazing thing here is that Jesus, knowing that I'm going to be like, oh, crud, what did I do? Where's my Savior, right? He's already walking on water coming to get into my boat for me. And when I repent of that and say, God, I'm sorry, he's right there with me and our relationship is restored and we can move on. right? We can keep going because God has us all called for an amazing purpose, all called to bring him glory. All of us Christians are called to save and, well, not save, excuse me, but to bring others to Christ so that he may save, right? We're called to disciple. And it's so much easier to do that when Jesus is in your boat. So no matter what you're going through, take time today to sit down and have that alone time with your Savior, sharing the things that he needs, because he knows what you need, but he wants that relationship. He wants you to talk to him. And when you do that, you can read in his word and he will guide you that way. And your water, your boat, will be so much smoother for it. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.